I remember, you know, my dad would help me get an absentee ballot when I was in college. And, you know, I just, election day was election day, and absentee ballots was like something from Mars. And now, like, absentee ballots are much more accessible, and now you can actually vote before election day. It's just, you know, it's a different time, right? And it's confusing for a lot of people. So we kind of thought it'd be good to clarify it for us, me, right? Chris Prue, who's the president of the Registrar of Voters Association of Connecticut, joining us here in Brian and Company. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you? Good morning.
Thanks for coming on. I didn't know there was a Registrar of Voters Association. I didn't even know.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a professional organization all across Connecticut for 169 towns.
I had no idea. But it's good that we have that. In terms of, you know, no one... Well, I'll just start with the dates. Like, in terms of, like, key dates for people when it comes to early voting, absentee ballots, and obviously we know Election Day is on November 5th. But what else should people know?
Yeah, so absentee ballots are ongoing all the way up until the day before the election. Somebody can visit their town clerk's office and get an absentee ballot, or they can call them and have the application mailed to them. Early voting starts this coming Monday, the 21st, and it goes until November 3rd. Most days are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with the exception of October 29th and 31st, where it's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And that's in every town in Connecticut, a central location. If people are having questions about how to find it or where it is, I contact their local registrar's office.
You know, I talked with Stephanie Thomas about this. Do you think that's too much time for early voting?
I mean, I think that once we get through this November election, I think we'll know better. But I think you know, this presidential election is set up to be a pretty big deal for most voters. They see this to be like, you know, the playoffs here. We're up. This is you know, the days right before the big election. So. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I know you. Maybe you don't want to give an opinion. I don't know, but like for me, it's. I think it's an important concept, but I think people should just have. You know, if you work weekends or you work weekdays, like I would figure like 3 or 4 business days and a weekend would be enough. And I just wonder, because relative to the amount of people who vote early, to do it in 169 towns for that long, it's got to be expensive, right?
Oh, absolutely, and it's. It's extremely expensive to staff, the number of staff that are required in all of our polling places. And I mean, I have to personally agree with you. You know, I think looking at reducing the number of days, but maintaining the fact that we have it on weekends is important. Yep. And I think having long days in the middle, like the Tuesday and Thursday, are important. That way folks that are working still have access to it. Absolutely.
Because yeah, I think conceptually it makes a lot of sense. Chris Prue, president of the Registrar of Voters Association of Connecticut, joining us here on Brian and Company. Another thing I talked a lot about, more with Secretary Thomas's your predecessor, but can you, if you know, like, how does the verification process work for, like, when you count absentee ballots, like, how does it work? I've never done one in Connecticut, and I only did one once in my life. So, like, into the signing here and doing that, like, how do you know and make sure that they're valid?
So, every voter, in order to get an absentee ballot in Connecticut, has to do an application. They have to apply in clerk's office. They're issued a ballot. It's a whole form that they have to complete. They sign under the penalty of false statements. Then they get their ballot, they fill it out, it goes into an inside envelope that they have to sign, and then that goes into an outside envelope that they have to seal up and return. And when they sign that inside envelope, that's also signing under the penalty of false statements, that they are who they say they are. They do live in the town, all of those things. And if for any reason through the process, if we find out that anything is not correct, we do send them to state elections enforcement. And even our counters on election day, as they're opening up those envelopes, they're verifying the voting lists. They're verifying these voters to make sure that these are acceptable ballots that we should be counting.
You know, We're talking with Chris Prue, president of the Registrar of Voters Association of Connecticut. You know, I get a lot of people in other parts of the country talk to me about how there's certain leaders in place in certain counties that are prepared not to certify elections and this and that. And there's going to be a lot of efforts to scrutinize ballots to, you know, really get a lot thrown out. I don't know if any of it's true, but I'm curious, how worried or not worried are you about election integrity in this country?
I mean, I can't speak for other states. You know, I see where there's the potential for concern in other states, but I am confident in Connecticut. The safeguards that are put in place to make sure that if somebody wants to cast a ballot, that they have the opportunity. Ballots for everybody are accessible to you, regardless to your ability to get transportation, even postage stamps. I mean, you don't even have to do that for, your ballot. You can drop it in the drop box instead of mailing it back. I mean, in Connecticut, we've done a really great job at making sure that there are safeguards in place that protect our elections.
Is there anything else you want people to know? As you know, again, like, this is really important stuff to get the word out. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing is, in not to forget, in the nine towns, there are nine towns in Connecticut that have the newest voting equipment that is just in the pilot program, and voters should not be afraid to use those machines. It is exactly the same as it has been for you for the last 20-plus years. You still vote on a paper ballot. You still put it into a similar machine. It just looks a little different because the screen is bigger, but it's doing the exact same thing. These machines, none of our voting equipment in Connecticut connects to the outside world. It's all standalone, and voters should feel confident in all of the process.
You know, I think it goes without saying, Chris, you know, your work is really important. I'm sure I don't even know what the compensation is, but I'm sure it's not enough. When I was a kid, I never questioned this stuff in America. So I think it's so important to get the word out and people to have confidence in it. So for you and your colleagues, just a little sign of appreciation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We appreciate you and the time you've given me to talk to and let everybody know today.
Well, good luck, Chris. I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you very much.